of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Enjoy this encore presentation.
Enjoy.
Work it, girl. Work it. It's my jam. So you want to know what's really strange? This intro music is obviously Janet Jackson.
Oh.
And she says the word enjoy, right? But the Jacksons, as a family, have three songs that are published that all have enjoy in them. So Michael has one, and I don't remember how they all go, but he usually cues them up and does stuff for us, our producer, Michael, Mikey. Yeah. So I always love it, though. But that's, I just love that intro. Enjoy. That's just
enjoy
one word, one word that says it all. You don't need any more than that.
Yeah.
So good evening, North State. Welcome back to the Enjoy Hour. It's KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM. And you can listen to us live streaming on KCNR1460.com all over the world. And surprisingly enough, there are a lot of people in the other part of the world that are listening to us. So we thank them for that. Anyway, the Enjoy Hour is always myself and Rhonda, and we kind of cover a little bit more of what's going on in the North State, but also uplift what are in the pages of Enjoy Magazine. And so we love doing this once a month. It's every third Thursday, and we appreciate you joining us. So we're currently on the May 2025 issue, which is issue 224, if you can imagine that.
Wow.
Part of that sounds like a lifetime, and then part of it I'm like, only 224? But, I mean, that's almost 19 years of producing. We have done a magazine every single month for the last 19 years.
Kudos.
Thank you. I know that we've told the story before, but when we first launched it, Rhonda was a huge push. One of our owners went out on maternity leave, and we had talked about doing this, and she was like, okay, we're just going to make this happen, right? And then about 16 days before we were going to put it to press, she said, you know, this can't happen unless we have paying advertisers, and we don't have any yet, but we have a great-looking magazine. There's just no way to pay for it. So, James, you need to go out and sell it. And so I had about 16 days to sell our first issue. And, of course, I went to many, many people that I knew, and in the hopes that they'd trust us and would believe in what our vision was without seeing anything, right? Just because we had done business with them in the past for so many years that they would trust. And we had a ton of people. We filled it up. We printed it. We got it delivered. We opened it up. It was like having a baby. We were all excited, and we looked at it, and then I just remember looking up at Rhonda and Rhonda looking at me, and we both at the same time kind of said, oh, my God, we have 15 days until the next issue. And I thought, it was horror.
Got to do it all again.
Joy and horror at the same time.
That's Rhonda for you. I mean, she's going to hate me for saying this, but she's the Energizer Bunny.
Oh, yeah.
When it comes to putting something together.
Enjoy. I've had the pleasure of working with Rhonda for many, many, many years. I consider her family, right? But she worked for my father's company, KMS, for many years. That's where we met. And she moved here on her own when she was young. I mean, somewhat young, right? But with four children of her own, single mother, and she took care of all of them, right? And so we've been together from those days. Her kids are now, I think one of them's almost 40 or 40, and she's got like a million grandbabies now and stuff, and it's like none of that existed. Her children were babies when I met them. So it makes me feel really old. But my point being is she had that, what you were sharing, back then. I mean, to be a single mother of four kids, I have three boys. And I have a partner, my wife. And there are days that I go, children, right? They just suck the life out of you, right? It's the best, worst job you'll ever have. But anyway, yes, you are absolutely right. Rhonda is an absolute joy. And she, you know, I don't say single-handedly, but she does an incredible amount of work for this magazine, and it blows me away what she's created and the structure she's created. And then on top of that, if that weren't enough, you know, she's the president of Riverfront, and she's done many different positions there. She's also on the board for, Viva Downtown. She's also on the board for, I keep wanting to say Legacy or Legion.
Leadership.
Leadership Reading. Thank you. And a member that she went through the class. I mean, I can go on and on and on. It's almost sickening. I think to myself, you know, do you ever sleep? Like, what's happening, right? But she does it all. So anyway, we're very proud of her, and we couldn't do a lot of this without her. So anyway, she's supposed to be here. I'm hoping everything's okay. I did talk to her not too long ago and asked her a brief question, and she did respond. So, you know, my tummy gets a little bit in knots. I'm like, okay, where's Rhonda? Because she's so dependable. But anyway, as we were talking about, this is issue 224 of Enjoy. And if you haven't picked up an issue lately, I mean, I know it's been a while since COVID, but there was a whole period of time when the magazine had to shut down its multiple-page calendar, and we tried to do things, but there was nothing to do. That has come back with a vengeance, thank God. You know, part of that has passed, and now we're, you know, 6, 7, 8 pages of calendar of events in the printed in the magazine that we pull a lot of this information from our website. So I always try to tell people and remind them, if you have an event and you are, like Rhonda, scheduled and you know what you're doing, right, and you have plenty of time, you know, because our magazine is monthly, we're producing 1 month in advance. So, you know, get your stuff, register yourself to our website and get your events or things that you are doing within the community or the region and get them on our calendar, because that's free and everybody likes free, and we have a massive amount of traffic and they use our calendar. That's our number one destination. Obviously, you can pick up the magazine, so a lot of times if you're reading what's in the magazine, you don't necessarily have to go to the website because it's a repeat, right? But we're looking at ways to make newer things to do there. But everybody goes there for the calendar of events. And so you might as well get a lot of people looking at your events, get it for free. But then that's also where we mine the information for the print. So quite a lot of it comes into the print, and so now not only are you online for free, but your event is actually categorized by destination and date in the magazine as well. So
that's cool.
And that's free as well. So we encourage people to do that. But also, if you just want a guide month to month on what's happening in the area, you can just pick it up. We have over 400 rack locations, over 400 rack locations within Northern California. And you can pick up the magazine and at your leisure read it at home, or if you're at a doctor's office. If it's at the doctor's office, that's free to be able to take. The doctors don't like that, but we're happy. We want it to go into people's hands. You know, it's a big thing people don't realize, but they call it a readership, like our pass along. So a magazine is, its pass along rate really encourages numbers of visibility. So, we encourage people to take and share and mail it somewhere if they want. You can get a subscription of Enjoy. Basically, all we charge for is just the mailing, which I am sorry to say, in my opinion, the U.S. Postal Service, God bless them, they do a lot of hard work. I have friends that work there, but their rates have become outrageous. I mean, to send one of these magazines is insane. But I think it's $26, $27 for a year, and you get it shipped right to your home. And then if not any of those, if you can't get it out, get out and make it somewhere to pick it up, you can obviously read it online at www.enjoymagazine.com. And you can see the latest issue in a magazine format with all the pictures, and it opens up and then, you know, it turns pages so it makes it look like you're actually reading. And a lot of the emails and things in there have hyperlinks and will take you to destinations to read more or book an event or do whatever it is that you need to do. But yeah, I mean, if you're trying to plan your month, check it out. It's easy breezy. We're super happy. Content is all brought to you by other community members and writers. Same with photography. It's a labor of love. And the thing is, you know, we're not alone. We get a lot of support from the community. We've been doing this again for 19 years almost. And we write about the top, basically 12, 13 counties at the top of Northern California. And, we just feel honored to be able to do it and spread the love. And, of course, the other thing is Enjoy, the name, like we talked about early, is what it's all about. And this magazine, we try our very hardest to make it non-political, non-controversial, try to find a really nice place to land if you want to clear your head and kind of forget about sometimes negativity that, you know, seems to rule the media all the time, and just read about, you know, it's not always happy, but it usually has some type of silver lining, because we try to report and tell the story in its true form. So there, you know, sometimes there's some things that are sad in the beginning, but then it turns out to be something great in the end. So that's my little spiel for our intro. It's time for us to take our first break, and when we come back, we're going to introduce our first guest, because this gentleman needs to head boogie out, and we'll be right back.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
Enjoy the encore. Welcome, welcome back, North State. Again, you're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Thank you, Mikey. I like that jam. Tell me before we leave what that is. That sounds something like I'd like to play in my own environment. Anyway, welcome back. Hopefully you had a chance to grab something to drink, a little snack, maybe hit the restroom if that's what you needed. Back in your lounge chair, kicking back, because we're going to introduce our first guest, John Welsh. And he is a active member of Riverfront for many years, I know.
Yeah, since 2011.
Yeah.
I moved up here in 2010, so my first show is in 2011. I'm currently on the board, but I'm an actor and director, and I've been quite involved.
Found
a home here.
Yes, you did. Share with us, then, what before you have to run out, because you actually have to be somewhere to perform.
We have a performance tonight. We have a buyout, which...
Oh, awesome. Is it tonight?
It's tonight. It's the Reading Lions Club, as a matter of fact.
So cool.
Bought out the theater.
Yeah.
Which I just got to throw a plug out there. Sure. You know, any group that would like to buy out the theater for any one of our productions,
yep.
Contact Rhonda.
Yep.
And we can do that. There's a flat fee, and then you can either sell the tickets yourself to members or as a gift.
Put a little add-on in there if you're doing a fundraiser.
Yeah, exactly.
Or it is a great gifting opportunity. And I've been to several buyouts, and it's awesome. I think it is. I think it's a really clever and unique way for you to do something for your employees or a group to really do bonding and stuff like that. But yeah, there's many ways to do it. So cool.
And this weekend and next, we're doing Tohidu. Now, Tohidu takes place in the Reading Rodeo. It was actually written in 2011.
When you came here.
That's right.
It was happening. It was a foreshadow.
Well, I got involved very early. Lisa Murphy Collins wrote it, local. And we did it as a radio play, first of all, for actually here at KCNR.
Mm-hmm.
They had a Sunday afternoon
radio play.
A radio play.
I love radio. I love theater. Radio theater, whatever you call it.
Oh, yeah. And I fell in love with the role. I got to play Crazy Larry.
Mm.
Now, Crazy Larry is a...
Not a far stretch, then.
No. He's a homeless, turns out, Vietnam vet.
Mm.
But he's wise, and he helps... set the cocky young cowboy straight that comes to Reading. He comes to the Reading Rodeo to ride Ruthless.
Mm.
Now
the unrideable.
The unrideable. Now there was a bull here, I understand, just before I came up here, called Red Rock.
Yep.
Lane Frost.
Yep.
Actually, Lisa based
the story off
the
of
story
that.
Off yep. of that.
She Red Rock is infamous.
Yeah.
In the rodeo.
Comes
world.
To ride Ruthless. Very cocky young cowboy that just has no use for anybody if they don't advance his own persona.
Mm-hmm.
But Crazy Larry sets him straight.
Ah.
And another thing, what's fun about this play is we've got a bull, a horse, and a dog.
And I've heard it's unique in the sense on for staging, isn't it?
Kind of like
I don't want to say a marionette, but something kind of like that.
Well, if you've seen like Lion King,
mm-hmm.
productions of Lion King, and this is what we've created the horse to look like, and it just and I can't
so
say enough.
There's people kind of involved, but it's a
there's one person involved.
It's like a big puppetry thing.
Felice Esposito is our puppeteer.
Okay,
and she brings such personality and character to that horse because it's a. She can move the head up and down, sideways, and do a lot of things with it when you're interacting with the other actors.
Yeah.
Does a great job.
I have yet to be to a live performance where I've seen something like that, but I've watched a lot of it on YouTube. And it is bizarre how they can make a puppet seem so...
real.
And and I don't even use the word real, but I mean, yes, real, but you actually become emotional to it. Like, it can actually trigger emotion from its facial and body expression, and you're like... It's a puppet.
It's fun. Early on, when the horse first appears on stage in its puppet form, you hear a little murmur in the audience.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, is that cute or whatever?
Uh-huh.
But within minutes,
everybody's like, oh.
Within minutes, people are engaged. Just like you say, they buy it.
Yeah,
they love it. And I've got my little Tippy. He's playing Sal, my little dog.
Your dog?
Yeah.
And what kind of dog is Tippy?
Hard to say. She's a little 12 and a half, 13-year-old. She only has three paws. She's missing one paw.
So does she have a stump?
Yeah, it's just no paw.
Just no paw.
She's got the leg.
Born that way?
Is that why she's called Tippy?
Oh, Kelly.
You are funny.
I was thinking it makes sense.
Well, yeah, so was it Bob or... Eileen or
yeah,
all
right,
the stuff.
Right. If you hang it on the wall, it's art. Okay. Listen. But so she's my partner. She's my little Sal on stage, and
I bet she's precious.
Oh, she is. And then the whole cast just loves her.
Mm-hmm.
She loves me the most because I have the treats.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And what is her role? Is she just fluff, or did she actually, was it a written in
she's written part? She's written in it's just to show the sensitivity of like Crazy Larry.
Okay.
You know, he's homeless, and
sure.
We see so many. I mean, people that have their animals, and I gotta hand it to them.
Yeah.
It gives them something to
without question
to love. To,
I mean,
to,
don't get me wrong. I look at them and I want to kidnap their dog.
I know
because
I
want them to make sure they're taken care of, right?
Exactly.
But I also know that animal maybe the only thing helping them to hold on, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
And I have a dog, and I'm telling you, I have stressful days all the time, and I come home and sit on the couch, and she sits right next to me. And it's just me putting my hand on her back and just kind of having her next to me.
Calms you.
Oh, my gosh. It's amazing, right? And then I sit and think, James, you're such a jerk. You should take back all the horrible things you said about everybody's comfort animals, right? I mean, I don't bring her in the plane or a restaurant and that kind of stuff, but I definitely can feel and know what it is that you feel. You know, it does bring calmness. So, yeah. So, yeah, for the character, it's actually probably a comfort animal.
Exactly. Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that is so cool. So I think it's fascinating that, I mean, and I know that it happens probably all over the place, but I really know that there are some great writers that have come through our area and have done some really cool writing that has been transformed into something that you guys can or do perform. And so I always enjoy that when you think about a real solid story that's a great performance, and then to know that it was written by somebody that lives among us. And
and follow that up, one of the things we're proud of at the theater is that we have Playwrights Night Out, where we invite local playwrights or people who haven't written before but think, oh, I think I'd like to try.
Yeah,
they can submit a script. We get a director. We cast it, and we
did
put
you
it
see
on.
That?
I saw
she just walked by the window in shame.
but we also have Playwrights Night Out Junior.
Yes,
and we have.
And
kids.
I was going to bring that up as soon as you said that. I said, I'm so excited about your
juniors.
I'll
tell you what. I encourage anyone, if you see it advertised when we have the Playwrights Night Out Junior, when we stage those, come and see it and get a feel for what these kids are going through, are what they're experiencing, what is important to them, what scares them.
Yeah.
My word. I mean, it's a real eye opener when you listen to these kids. Well,
hello, Rhonda.
Hi there, Rhonda.
Rhonda. I can't believe. I cannot believe.
I love the shame.
Oh my
with
gosh.
Your hand in front of the window. Shame.
I just got pulled in a million different directions, and I just put the many hats.
The
you're
only
about.
Thing that was discussed about it was not negativity. It was more. We actually uplifted you, and then we talked about how we more than anything were hoping that you were just okay.
And then Larry Morgan said, don't you have a radio show?
Oh, God.
At 6:15.
Been there, done that.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Welcome.
Sorry. Thanks.
No,
thanks for being here.
Everybody's flowing and moving, you know.
All right.
I'll tell you what. You take over for me, will you?
Yeah.
Will you?
Yeah, of course I will.
He's going to go.
I got to get some makeup on and a costume and good
say
show
hello
tonight.
To Tippy.
Will
say
do.
Hello to Tippy,
will
yeah.
do, yeah.
Kiss her little nub for me.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, James, for
thank
having
you.
Me.
Good
thanks,
luck.
John.
Break a leg. Isn't that what you're supposed to say?
Yes.
That's
the
performers.
It's a positive thing.
I know. I don't understand why, but I always like to say it.
Yeah. See you later.
Everybody says goodbye. Good. So you're okay.
I'm okay.
Okay, good.
Sorry about that.
No, don't be sorry.
I've never done this before.
I had visions in my head again like the last time when you left and somebody T-boned you, right?
Oh.
And I'm thinking to myself, oh, dear God, please don't let that be.
You know what?
Another.
That was May 5th.
I know.
2 years ago.
I know.
Do you believe that?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, and her watch called everybody.
Yeah.
Emergency.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah,
like
she's
automatically?
She's in an accident, and then it updated. She's at a hospital.
Oh, my gosh.
And we're like, her watch just took over.
Yeah,
her Apple
weird.
Watch.
It called the ambulance, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it was really weird.
I mean, that's what it's for, but you don't think it's actually really going to work.
Yeah. That's an AI story for another time.
Both my daughters. Yeah, both my daughters got called and my husband.
Oh, my gosh.
And there's a part of it that makes it so cool, right?
Yeah.
But then there's a part of that when you just get a message saying that your mom's been in an accident.
Kind of scary.
It was really scary.
And it doesn't give you any details. Accident alive, accident severely hurt, accident dead. I mean, like, is there any?
Yeah.
You would think because it does have a heart monitor on it that it could give you a thing saying her heart's still beating. So you know they're alive, right?
Because
I am a you can ask Rhonda. I'm a total freak when it comes to the safety of my children, right?
Yeah.
And so my favorite thing in the whole world is tracking them on my phone, right, to know where they are. And I'm like, they all have Apple Watches, and there was a time that you could actually, just as a cool feature, send your heartbeat to, like, your loved one, where it would give pulses of your heartbeat and do a heart on the watch.
Aww.
And then it was kind of, like, fun. And I'm like, so can you also tell me if I can't find them, or whatever, that at least they still have a heartbeat.
That they have a heartbeat.
And I know yeah. they're alive. They haven't responded to me yet.
Technology is crazy.
Right?
It is. It's very crazy.
Well, welcome. And we're going to take our next break at the 30-minute mark. And when we come back, we'll introduce you to our next guest.
Wonderful.
So get a drink. Get something to get yourself relaxed. And we'll be right back.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Good selections, Mikey. I'm really digging the intro music. Or
good BPM.
It's just like, I just need a nice drink and all that stuff. Again, you're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. This is Talk Radio, the Enjoy Hour, and I'm James Mazzotta.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey, and I'm here.
Hey, girl. Hey, I missed you. One of my favorite parts in the beginning with you where we just chatted up. Right?
I know it. Jeez.
My heart broke.
He carried it well.
Okay, good.
So I'm going to let you introduce our next guest, since I can't pronounce her Ukrainian last name.
Well, we have next Kelly Spelyak.
It was very close. Kelly Sapeliak.
Sapeliak.
Kind of rhymes. Kelly Sapeli.
Hi, Kelly.
Kelly Belly Sapeli, Banana Fana.
There you go.
Kelly is here from RABA, and I have been at many meetings that she attends, and I'm always impressed with everything she has to say about RABA, and you're a great representative for them.
Thank you.
You really do a great job.
Appreciate it. We kept very busy.
Yeah.
Never boring.
Yes.
So it's a good thing.
Yeah. So I thought, well, what a great fit.
Yeah.
Reading Area Bus Authority.
Yeah.
Okay.
Say that five times fast.
Right. The buses are always sharp.
Yeah.
They always are clean. And
yeah.
They zoom in all around. I see them literally everywhere. They go right. I have a major route and a bus stop right in front of my house.
Yeah, we sort of do too. And we're not the same transit system we used to be.
No.
Not at all. Years. Yeah. Very different. Yep. So
tell us what's new. You've got lots of things going on there.
Yeah. So I will say the latest kind of addition to our array of services is we have a new microtransit service, which is a very new concept for Shasta County. It's very common in other areas, has been done in years for other areas, but it's very new for this area. So it's a point-to-point system that travels within zones. You can book it on your phone like you would an Uber.
I was going to say, is it like a
similar
public Uber versus
kind of, yeah.
City? So real quick, just so I'm clear, RABA is a city, city or county or, I mean, what is it? I mean,
we're a JPA. Do you know governmental? It's a JPA. We're a joint powers authority between the different cities. We're kind of off of Reading, city of Reading, but we're not. We're our own entity.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And for the first time in forever, we have staff, because usually it was kind of chunked into the city and we didn't have administrative staff. Right. So where does
funding, I mean, obviously I know you get paid for rides.
Yeah.
But you guys are very generous in a lot of things that you do. So I would imagine you would have to have some form of backup funding. And does that come from state or county or city or
both.
All the above?
All of the above.
Okay.
Department of Transportation.
Oh,
we
sure.
get
yeah,
grants.
There you go. Uh-huh.
Some of the stuff we do, the programs I can go into, our partnerships where somebody in the community and agency like Area Agency of Aging is paying for us to do a senior citizen program. So
very cool.
Array of different things.
I just needed clarity. Back to your micro.
Yeah.
And they are doing advertising on the buses, too.
True.
So
yes.
that's another
Oh, I
that's
imagine that's a good
source.
Revenue source.
Glad you reminded me, because I forget it.
I forgot that, too. That just makes sense.
Yeah. So microtransit is point-to-point within the zone, and during the day until 6 p.m., it's split into different zones.
Mm.
So it's made to kind of fill the gaps where the big blue buses don't go. So it'll pick you up at home and either take you to the endpoint that you need to go if it's in that zone, or it will connect you to a big fixed route. Like point to then take those big buses.
And anybody can use it?
Anybody can use it.
Okay.
Yeah. And the cool part is on Sundays and then on evenings until like starts about 6:20 p.m. until 9:30, it's all one big zone, like a huge zone. So you can go all around the county from Anderson to Whiskey Town for $2 and free. So,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah, get picked up at home. We did it. It replaced Uber for us. We took it
for
to a
real?
Comedy show, and you should have seen the looks on people's faces.
Figure it out. When the bus pulls up, and you two come out.
It is a small van. They're small, the white and blue vans that you see around.
Are they the ones also that they frequent the college a lot?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
We also use those on Route 15 to the airport and the Burning route, because you don't want that big bus going.
Yeah, they're cool. I mean, there's one specifically that I think is super cool. I just like the shape of it. And so I have a son, an adult son with autism, and I take him out to the college. And then, of course, I'm out on property while he's in class just in case we need to exit.
And he wants
and
to
I
take
get,
the bus?
And no. Who knows? At some point, that's what we are actually working towards, where he is taking the bus himself.
You should take it with him.
Yeah, well, I will. That's what I would want to do. But I just see them going around, and there's one particularly, the body style, that I'm weird. I probably am on the spectrum, too.
Yeah.
But I think, I love that bus. I love it. It's so cool.
I have an autistic son, and the bus is going one of two ways. There's no telling which way.
And when he was young, when he was little, that's what he would ask to do. Is ride the bus. And so we would get on a bus and literally just sit on the bus and let it drive us around for hours until you fall asleep. And then we'd get off and go home.
I represent Rob at a lot of events in the community. Did you go to Rev Rumble Roar at the library? They had all these different city trucks out for kids to go ride on and honk the horn and see. And every time
he's past all that now.
I don't know. I would go.
Yeah.
This thing was awesome. And
now he just doesn't want to be outside. He just wants to be in the virtual world.
Yeah.
With all of his friends from literally all over the planet that he spends hours and talking to people from Germany and Japan and Russia and stuff. And they write books and publish them, and they have this whole community that they do all this stuff, and I'm just like, wow.
I don't blame them.
Yeah.
But you also have buses going to the rodeo, right?
Yes, we do. So we have two shuttles running for the 14th through the 17th for the Reading Rodeo. They're going to leave from the downtown terminal and from the Canby Transfer Center every 15 minutes. It's going to be before the rodeo, 4 to 6 p.m., and then again after the rodeo from 9:30 to 11 o'clock.
You know, you guys were really, really great. There was a period of time because, you know, we did enjoy movies in the park for almost 16 years. Oh, we talked about this while you were waiting. Yeah. Anyway, none of that, right? But we tried working really hard to do something. And one of these days, I think I still will try to do it. But we reached out to the forestry department at Oak Bottom, and we wanted to do not rent out, but have them participate the whole beach during a summer night.
At Whiskey Town.
Yes, and we were going to, were working to talk with Dutch Bros to bring their coffee van out and stuff. And we wanted them as a sponsor. And so when you bought your ticket, so this wouldn't be a free, this would be a pay ticket.
Yeah.
Because it was a big deal, but it was a fundraiser, right? You would get a free drink, or not free drink, you'd get a drink from Dutch. You would get probably like a Dutch floaty, you know, something that had Dutch merchant stuff.
Yeah.
And we had all kinds of stuff, food and all that stuff. But we were going to show the movie Jaws. So you would sit in the water and watch the movie that was up on the sand, right?
That would be freaky.
And one of the things that we had tested, we actually went out and tested, we had bought LED lights that were red that we could run 100-foot strings. So it would go off the corner of the shore, under the water, and then back over to the other side.
Whoa.
And then we also did PVC piping that we anchored down with just rock, you know, just to hold it down. And we had little blow holes so we could do a compressor and it would blow air. So
you do this? No, we didn't.
So the fire happened and burned it down.
Gotcha.
So we couldn't do it. But when Jaws, anytime the shark would come, the red lights would turn on and would turn the water red, and then you get lots of bubbles. So it would be kind of like somebody was being attacked around you, right? But my point was, we would charge at the gate to let people in, but Raba agreed that they would do free transportation for
us.
Yeah,
we would do it now.
From Reading to Oak Bottom, which I thought was a great...
Oak Bottom or do you Brandy Creek?
Brandy Creek.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do Brandy Creek. I was thinking you put little Tippy in the water with a shark fin on.
Tippy. But Tippy would just swim in circles because one paw would be gone.
Oh,
and then we would
Tippy.
Call her Tippy Swirly.
Yeah.
So what else is going on?
Yeah, so we're going to be starting Beach Bus. It will be paid. It's not going to be free this year. I did hear rumors that they might try to make it where people can bring their paddle boards or like a kayak on the bus.
Wow.
Don't know how they're going to figure that out, but that would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
So that's starting at May 22nd, and then it will go through September. So.
And that's to go out to Brandy Creek?
Yeah, to go out to Brandy Creek. But the runabout we were talking about will go out to Brandy Creek as well. So even if you needed to go when the beach bus wasn't running, you could take a runabout out there.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That is so
from
cool.
Home.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. And she's a great spokesperson for Raba.
I've talked about it.
Okay, so I'm going to say something. You're probably not going to like it, but that's okay. Because I do it anyway. So I'm super about technology, and I'm super, super stoked about the electric bus
because
I think it's so cool.
Oh, it's bad.
But it makes a lot of noise for an electric bus.
They've come very, very far, the
right?
one that we have.
I mean, it's quiet in one sense, but it always goes, all these things, because it passes my house, and I'm always like, aren't you supposed to be quiet?
Yeah. Are you silent? Aren't you supposed to speak up on us?
There's all kinds of weird noises it makes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's that model.
I mean, so it's not a bad thing. It doesn't bother me. I always am like, why aren't you quiet? I have an electric car, and it's dead quiet.
Yeah, I know. It's still a bus.
Yeah, I guess.
Bus is a bus. I will say the electric van, we have a couple of those vans you were saying. I'm wondering if the one that you like, the body style, the electric.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because they probably made it
aerodynamic. I never listened. I just saw it through the window of my car as I was waiting. And
impacting.
I was like, oh, I like you.
Yeah. Yeah. So I do want to mention with the runabout, it's the same discounts that we have applied to groups that take fixed route. So if 60 and up ride free, youth under 18 ride free, veterans ride free, Shasta College student and faculty ride free. The list goes on. You can show your juror summons and go to jury duty for free. Yeah. Yeah. I was on a training, nation training with all these different transit agencies, and I learned that no bus authority makes their money off of fares.
There's no way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Though, I think the fare is exorbitantly
fair.
It's fair.
Really?
I saw that coming.
Yeah, right? I mean, it's like sometimes you wonder, you're like, really? Do you know how much gas costs?
Yeah.
Especially for a huge bus.
I know.
And it's diesel, most of them, except it's electric. And diesel is outrageous.
Yes.
So, I mean, like, gosh, you can't be making any money. And you have a driver.
Yes.
Are the buses busier now than ever? Because...
They,
That's what I thought.
Yeah,
because
they are.
I know
about
right, and I know that for a long time, like, nobody rode
the
bus.
Yeah, I know. We had to cut some of the routes where it was, like, one person on the bus every hour, mm-hmm. and it's a bummer for the one person that was using that route, but it was that was their way of, okay, we're going to take away that bus that's using gas and has one person on mm-hmm. it per hour, and
well,
then
it's a loss,
send it out
but
on
also
on-demand.
You have to realize, I mean, you're in the business of probably trying to do as much as you can as an organization in the world of sustainability, right?
Yeah.
And the whole idea of mass transit is to have a lot of people riding on something so that the pollutants are polluting for 100 people, not one, in your car.
Exactly.
Right? So if you have one person on a bus,
that's
kind of defeating the purpose.
It is. So I do have a really exciting update. We're possibly going to be getting trolley.
That's so cool. Like Red Bluff? Like Red Bluff has?
Yes. So our transit
trolley thing?
Transit manager came on an opportunity to get some trolleys for a very discounted price. And they're actually, I just learned this, because I'll say cable car, and he's like, nope, it's a trolley. He teaches me all the ins and outs and the different types of vehicles. A trolley is a bus. It has it uses a bus base, and then they have, basically it has the stuff on the outside of it to make it look like a trolley.
Yeah.
But they're
so
very
it's a
cool
bus outside. With wheels that looks like a cable car.
Cool.
Kind of a thing.
And I'm like, if this is on a bus, so I think the idea is to do like an annual Christmas light tour with it. Use it on the routes.
For sure.
They want to use it on the routes, but then
sure. No, that'd be great. Well, that's a great way for you guys to be in part of the Christmas parade.
You guys
parade,
are doing a lot of great things.
Yeah. It's nonstop.
Yeah.
So it's time for us to take our break and turn you loose into the wild once again. What's the best way for people to find out anything they need to know about RABA? Or book or...
Is it bad to say Google us and call me?
No.
Yeah, because my number's on there.
It is what it is. If that's real, Google me and call me.
Our number is 241-2877, which I just found out is 241-BUS.
Well, that's easy.
Who knew?
And tell everybody who they're going to ask for again.
Kelly Sapeliak.
Right on, girl.
All right. Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you so much. So nice
Thanks for having me.
You formally, and thank you for bringing your husband.
I had fun.
Nice and quiet in the corner. He does a good job.
I know.
All right.
I'll see you next week.
Okay.
Bye.
All right.
Take a break.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
This season, Hunter Roofing is stepping up to the plate. As proud sponsors of Colt 45's baseball, we're cheering on every home run and keeping your home protected. From storm repairs to full replacements, trust the pros who bring quality to every job. Hunter Roofing, where quality meets the sky. Support local, keep your home in winning shape, and root for the Colt 45s. Visit hunterroofing.org today.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction.
Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Turn it up, turn it up. I like this. This is a really good groove you got us going for tonight.
Yeah, I'm feeling this one.
Yeah, right?
All right, freestyle. Yeah.
Welcome back, people. You're listening to KCNR once again, and this is the Enjoy Hour with Rhonda Alvey and James Mazzotta.
Hi, everyone.
Yeah. So that was great. I love talking with her. Her and her husband got great energy, right?
Yep. Yeah, she's
so
great.
We have another one in the hot seat. This is Mr. Adam Yont, and he is the owner-operator of Area 51.
Is that
what it's called?
Area 151.
151.
Yeah, Area 151.
I missed a one.
Here in
Redding,
yeah.
I'm like, Area 51.
That's okay.
You know, it was vertical levitation and.
yes, we have aliens.
Yeah.
You know, it was in Shasta Lake where I opened it. I guess that Shasta Boulevard is Highway 151, and that was like a play on location.
Okay.
But
that makes sense.
Such a niche reference. Like, every now and then I'd get, like, some old codger comes in like, oh, I love the name. It's incredible. But no one gets it. It's fine.
No, that's cool.
I never rebranded. I just ended up loving
There's
it.
There's no reason to. I mean, I think that it works just as well.
Absolutely.
So now you're downtown?
Yes, I'm downtown Reading now.
Just down the street
and
from
you've
here.
Been there a couple
yes,
years?
Right
2 years?
I'm 2 years there, yeah.
That's
my
crazy.
Second year.
So give us the actual physical address.
It's 1518 Market Street here in Reading.
And it's over by the IOOF Hall.
Yes.
You're like in the thick of the hotbed.
Yeah, right there with all that new development. I'm right across from that Market Street project, the shopping center they're working on.
Yeah.
So tell us what it is that you do, what you provide.
Yeah, Area 151 is a cool custom virtual experience. It's a great opportunity for parents to bond with their kids or for kids to celebrate birthdays, corporate team building, whatever. But it's just custom virtual experiences that we designed to fit a big open building. So you and your group or your friends or family can all walk around that space together, and you guys could be like battling each other or the enemy, but you're physically moving around. You can interact with each other and touch each other. It's a whole thing.
I thought it was just like you were like tethered to a wall.
Yeah.
Like a screen kind of a thing, right?
Yeah.
But this is not. You're putting on VR headsets?
Yes, we're evolved a little bit more. You have the headset on, and you're in a big open room. So, like, the walls in the game match the walls in real life, and you're physically walking around and fighting, and you can, like, if you reach out to touch your friend, he's really right there, so you're not separated. You're together playing.
Okay.
So,
and are you still hardwired, or is it wireless?
It's all wireless, yeah. Whoa. Wireless.
They have come a long way.
Yeah, you've got haptic feedback, so it vibrates if you get hit by a zombie or something. You'll feel where you get hit, so... It's just a really fun experience, and I think you guys touched a little bit on, you said your son plays VR or talks to his friends on VR chat.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a language the kids speak fluently these days. Mm-hmm. I mean, my little brother's same thing. He spends all day, has tons of friends on VR. You'd think he has no friends, but he has a million of them, and he, you know, he's been friends with them for years.
Yep.
And that's just, that's the world.
My grandson's the same way.
I will ask him, okay, so he talks to them all, and they all have names, but they're... Online
right,
names,
yeah.
They're not real names. And he can't tell me anything about them. Like, how old they are. He barely knows where they live because they won't tell you. They never share any personal information, but yet they love each other as much as you could love another human being, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, the way they talk to each other, and they'll say, oh, I'll miss you. I really love you. Thanks for hanging out with me for the last 10 hours.
Oh, I'm glad that's normal.
Yeah.
Okay, am I the same? I've heard the same thing through the door.
No. And, you know, I think my son actually has a... I don't know, feelings for one of these people, and, you know, and that's fine with me, and, but I mean, yeah, I mean, they're all
what
just,
a trip.
They're all just, I know, and I'm always like, and he's never hide, he's always out in the open with us, right, like, in the house, so he's never anywhere that we can't hear or see what's going on, and nothing weird is going on, it's just, they're talking
they're
about,
genuinely friends,
talking about
it's
everything,
just like school or something,
oh, I mean, totally,
they're having a blast,
having a blast, that is when he totally comes alive, and he can articulate beyond anything I've ever, and he knows everything, and he's just like, Why can't you bring that into the real world?
Yeah. But there is an educational aspect to it. Like, oh, for sure. My little brother kind of follows the same. He's into the VR thing. He actually developed some games. Like, he made, like, a Guerrilla Tag style horror game. Mm. But the friends he met in VR were the ones that he collabed with to make these games. So he's learning about game creation. And there's actually, like, a productive element to him being on the VR set with his friends so often.
That's
he's
so
actually
awesome.
Creating with them. So it's very interesting and cool.
And I don't see that going away per se. Say, but I'll ask you this question because you're kind of in the realm in one sense. I find AI to be fascinating and really think it's cool, but there's a part of AI that scares me in the sense of I feel like it just is going to take over everything. In this, like, so at what point is VR or AI going to be able to generate the VR things that we get to participate in and not have to have human coding?
This is a cool question. I think that the human touch will always be needed. I got some really cool, like, insider opinions on this topic with my friend Nathan from Pro Garage Doors. We're just kind of nerding out on it. But the idea is that
I love nerds.
Well, AI has to be fed AI has to be fed trained. Information in order to know. So if AI starts creating its own information, and then, like, if it gets to the point where AI is just doing everything, it's going to start feeding itself information that it creates, and then it'll be a cycle of self-destruct eventually. Yeah, I don't think it'll just, like, infinitely get better and get better, and then it's like the ultimate life form. Okay. Like, I think it will self-destruct itself if we let it just loop.
Yeah, I've never thought of it that way.
So I think the human touch
echo chamber of itself.
Yeah,
you know, just like,
yeah. And there's some things that, like, computers can't do that humans can.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if you've messed with ChatGPT, but there have been times where I've put in prompt. I'm like, you're going to drive me insane.
Yeah.
So there's just some things you need a person for.
Yeah, I think
that'll always be the case.
So if somebody, so tell us a little bit how it works. We have about 5 minutes left.
Okay.
How it works. Do I call? Do I set up an appointment?
Yeah.
Online?
If you guys are interested in playing, I always say check out Instagram, Area151VR on Instagram, because you can see the videos, the people playing.
Really?
Watch the
whole
thing. And then you got my number, the address, everything's right there on Instagram, but you can Google me. Mm-hmm. The big thing is that number, the 530-395-9746, is a cell phone number that you can text. So if you guys have questions or you just want me to handle everything and book it, just text me your name and the time you want to come, and I can get it all booked out, easy peasy.
Yeah.
And then it's
that's cool that you get to see some video online, because that probably will help you determine more, like, a game style. Or
Do you create the games?
I have partners. It's called Another World VR. And so they develop the games, and you essentially buy licensing. And that's how that works. You get licensing within several counties or whatever.
Sure.
So there's a team that develops the games. They come out with one new game per year. So that's what Area 151.
Let me ask this real question before we go. What was your opinion? Did you ever test or try the Apple headset when it came out?
Oh, incredible piece of technology.
Right. What do you think the downfall was for it? I know that they're, I have a friend that works at Apple, and he said they're actually coming out with a new version. I don't know if it's going to be the name, but it's basically going to be the, whatever they called it, Air. So what was it called? Apple headset?
I don't remember.
So it might be Apple Air headset.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it was truly just the almost $4,000 price tag.
Yeah. I think that, like,
that's what kept me from buying it.
Yeah. I think especially when you have, like, I think it's the Quest Pro or whatever that offers, like, a lot of similar features. It's just the price point.
Sure.
It's just too expensive.
Yeah.
I would not.
I mean, it was incredible, but I think it was, like, may have been completely overbuilt for the general public, right?
Yeah,
like, nobody needs
for
a $1,000 for each eye.
Oh, for creators, engineers, artists, like, people with, like,
for
a lot of computer jobs. Like, it's a really, really intricate device. It's very capable, but for just home use, it's, like, not worth buying at all.
Yeah, right. I was just always curious. That's where my geek out is on all these stuff, because, you know, you don't see Apple fail very often. And I don't want to say that it's a failure, but it didn't take off like I think they thought.
You know, people tried to be cool with it and, like, walk around with it, like, around town when it first came out and, like, make it a trend.
But I got to say real quick, right? Like, even today at my age, by somebody walking around with it, I would think, oh, what a geek, right?
A goober. A total goober.
However, I can remember feeling like that when I had my first cell phone. Nobody had, you know, it was literally the size of a building brick, right?
That's
you'd be in the store going, hey, what kind of milk do you want? People were looking at you like, oh, what a poser.
Oh, or the first guy to have the Bluetooth earpiece on, talking to himself in the Dollar Tree line. Yeah.
You're like, people
definitely
are like, what?
Definitely a weirdo. Yeah.
A weirdo.
Yeah, so that makes sense.
And I still do that in the store, even though I know everybody has headphones in. They've gotten, some of them are so small that they're walking and talking, and you're like, excuse me, what did you say to me? And they're okay. Like, I'm not talking to you. And like, sorry. Not bad.
That's great.
So, yeah, so cool. So we have about 47 seconds left.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Anything
okay.
else
I know you were asking about tournaments.
Yeah,
so
oh, tournaments.
I want to touch on that. I'm hamstringed on tournaments. So if anyone has a big space and they want to collab on tournaments, I'd love to. But because of the size of my building, mm-hmm. I can't. It would take like weeks to do a tournament mm-hmm. because of how small the building is.
Come and check out.
I need like a warehouse.
Is it hard, though, to have to pull
the news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.